I bring it to a formal beginning, I want to welcome Jim Dunnigan to the meeting. Welcome to the board, Jim. And then I believe I'll just go down who I have marked, and if I don't call your name, that means you're not here. So myself, Grant, Gaffney, John, Kristen, Tom, Jim, Paul Hinch, Doug Delaney, Paul Robertson, and Brian Thompson, I have is all present. And I believe we have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and start. First up is public comment. I don't know that we have anybody on there for public comment, but
There's at least one member of the public on
so
call.
I'll let Jill explain if you would like to have public comment. Go ahead, Jill.
If you are joining on Zoom and you'd like to make public comment, you can raise your hand or take yourself off mute. If you're calling in on the phone, you can press star 6 to unmute yourself or star 9
Yes.
to raise your hand.
Note that Mayor Passero is on the line. Okay, I don't
Good
see anybody.
afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. I don't see anybody for public comment, so we'll go ahead and move to agenda item number 3, which is the changes or proposed revisions to the Small Harbor Improvement Program, and I'm going to turn that over to Melissa.
We will turn it over to Melissa in a second. I'll just remind everybody of the process that we've embarked in so far. We upgraded these procedures to match the legislature's actions last year. Those were sent out for review a couple of times. We waited the 30 days for a feedback period. We did not get any feedback at all, except for one comment that they appreciated the work we did off the last round, which ended at the beginning of this year. The goal of this round of revisions was to make it very clear when people were applying how to do so, to simplify it as much as possible, and make it somewhat electronic. And to that end, Melissa's done a great job in helping us out with many of those things. So, Melissa will tell you what we have in front of you. At the end, we'll ask for your approval to implement these procedures. And then Melissa go over the timeline of what we expect to see happen from SHIP this year.
So thank you. As Mike mentioned, we put it actually up on for 30 days on the Law Journal in some adjustments to the policies and procedures, which you should have in front of you. We did that in August, and then we actually did a real wholesale adjustment to that with a small subcommittee of the board, many of whom are here today, adjusted that language, put it on the Law Journal again in December. The only feedback was very positive in early January. And in concert with that, I developed an online application, which you should have all received a link to, which we can show you here in a moment. I would deeply appreciate if you all have some time to go in and if you will, play with the online application. Only we will see it internally. Have fun with it. I've played with it a lot, and I've applied as 50 Cent. I've applied as whoever comes to mind. I make up names for everything, but it allows you to have a little fun while you're in there playing with the form. Can I use that? Sorry.
Yes.
So this is the form. It will be up on our website. It will open likely at 12:01 a.m. on the day that we open up the application period. It will close at 4:01 p.m. to accommodate for those people that want to hit submit at 4 o'clock. And it is designed to have, it has logic in here. So if I were to hit that I'm a municipality, different questions will show up versus if I am a private entity. And so they'll scroll through the first page is really, their contact information. Everything in here is required, but I did not put the, the red asterisk required restriction on the pages because then you can't go from page to page, and I want people to be able to navigate throughout the entire application as they're going. They can always hit save and exit. And again, you can play with this all you want. When you hit save and exit, a URL link should pop up and should also get emailed to you so that you can go back in and continue with your application. Trying to find one. So get to a page where you can actually see logic pop up. So right now I didn't. Did I have private entity? I must have.
You didn't
Since
check private entities, I don't think.
I did not.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you did.
Scope of work, private entity.
Yep.
Yeah, but did I click private? I'm sorry, I'm going to check something real quick here. Not.
If you go back one more.
Yeah. Can we do that? Good. Sorry. Anyway, I'm just checking it as we're going. So different options should pop up as you fill it out. And this is a lot. Oh, I did check private entity. All right, good. So that's why. So let's go back up. So that was private entity, and it showed you certain options that you could select. If I deselect that and select municipality, and then we go ahead. Sorry, next page and one more page. They will get different for municipalities. It says, hey, do you have a harbor management plan? If I say yes, then it gives me other options further down the line. So there's a lot of logic steps. So since I've selected municipality this time, now there's a whole different list of projects that I can select from. So there's a lot of logic steps in there. So that's why I ask if you can get in there and play with it. That will help us refine it further. It should be in really good shape because I've had the internal team play in here as well. But we can use this then for people to apply once they get to the end. We have we have options for them to upload. And I added it can be a PDF, a PNG, a JPEG, HEIC type files. So feel free to upload any files. Make sure they're not confidential, of course. But so anyway, it continues on. And then once they are ready to submit, there is a submission button at the end. Once they submit, we say, hey, that's it. This part is required just to make sure. And we've got CAPTCHA on here. It's an invisible CAPTCHA, so they don't have to figure out where all the crosswalks are in the picture, but it will protect us from spam. So again, in the next few days, if you're bored on your holiday weekend, please feel free to get in there and play a little bit and just see how it works. And if you flag any type of errors, please just email me at melissa@CT Port Authority and I'll address it immediately. Really appreciate your time on that. In concert with that, we have, and I think was also shared with you, sorry, Jill, I'm going to give it back to you, a set of rubrics. We have a different rubric for the municipalities and one for the private entities. Municipalities will always get priority over private entities. We have a big pass-fail section, making sure they've got a complete application with everything we've asked for. These will be publicly posted as well, so applicants will have access to everything that we're doing and how we are scoring them. And thank you to Sally Cruz, already gave some feedback, so I've made some adjustments already. But in general, this is how we will methodically score them, and then different ones are weighted differently. Our plan is to. If you all approve the policies and procedures today, our timeline plan is to release the request for applications next Wednesday, the 21st, have it open until Friday, February 20th at 4 p.m. And then we will internally have two reviewers per application. So two people internally to the in the staff will review each application using those rubrics. We will then convene that smaller subcommittee a couple of weeks later to, I think, around the 18th, it was something like that. To we'll have, here, these are the reviews. Then the subcommittee will review those and make their decisions. They will then make their recommendation to the full board, which we plan that meeting, special meeting for the 24th of March. We have put on the application that we will release the awardees will be named on the website first on or about March 25th. So that is our plan. We also have
So, sorry, Melissa, say that again. So this will be launched, if approved today, on the 25th, and it closes on February 15th. Is that what you said?
no, 21st of
Oh,
January.
yeah,
It will
sorry.
be launched, so next Wednesday, and then closed on February 20th, which is a Friday.
20th. Okay, thank you.
So about 30 days it will be open, and about 30 days later we will release the results. Should we not expend all the assets in this first round, which we likely won't, given the upper limits on the two, $400,000 for municipalities, $250,000 for private entities, we will release a new round later in the year. Are there any questions on any of this?
I have two questions. Are you going to, well, first is the community outreach plan that you have to increase awareness of this opportunity. What's your plan there? And then for that, and then the other is, are you going to host a Zoom Q&A session for people that have questions about the grant? Like just one session.
So we have increased use of social media, our website, and then a very large email distribution list for contact across all of the communities and that would have applicability. So that's our communication plan. We have been talking to everybody about SHIP, and so there's been quite a bit of interest. We did not plan on scheduling a question and answer period. But people are free to email us at the SHIP email address and between the rest of our staff, and we'll engage everybody that's looking to make application. There's also an opportunity to review the applications when they come in to make sure that all of the information provided would allow us to make a good decision. And if not, we would re-engage those applicants.
And I would say beyond that, Kristen, like Anthony and I have been going, I know me, I can certainly speak for myself, I've been going to a lot of meetings across the entire coastline, organizations, municipalities, Harbor Management Commission meetings like Chester Hazen Alliance, sharing about SHIP. And then I've done follow-up with them to say, hey, it's up on the Law Journal, just so you know, this is our potential timeline. We're looking at quarter one. And so like I got a phone call last week from Glastonbury, who had not heard of SHIP before. They have a project already designed and they're ready to submit. And they said, hey, is permitting allowed and is construction allowed? And what's and so we had a great discussion about it and it fits beautifully in it. So I expect them to be submitting. And so I think we already have some new ones from some of our earlier outreach that will be applying.
Great. That's fantastic. Thank you for answering that. And then the only other thing, I have two suggestions with the form. I think it looks great. I think the very top and the title should have first quarter 2026. There's only a date like in a paragraph, so it gets a little lost that we're in 2026. And then the other thing is, this is a great opportunity to learn from the people who want this grant. Their awareness of about the Port Authority and what they do, and our awareness of what their needs are. So just, I haven't reviewed each question, but I saw when you were scrolling through, some of them are if applicable or if not, it's multiple choice but no narrative. So in the ones where you'd want to obtain some more information as to why they click no or not applicable, if you need that information, I would suggest having a narrative part there where they could provide information. Just because you have their attention, a great opportunity to learn more from them.
Yeah,
That's a
that's a good
great idea,
idea.
Kristen.
Thanks.
Thanks.
But it looks great.
Thank you. Next
Melissa,
question.
well, so, yeah, I was just curious on your travels around the state. What's your sense of how many entities were unaware there was a SHIP program at all until we really started going out?
I would say a pretty good number. I couldn't give you a
Oh,
percentage,
sorry.
but when I meet with these, particularly these larger groups like the Alliance, like the Chester Alliance that I went to, they have private entities up and down the Connecticut River, or the Connecticut River Conservancy. I met with them or presented to them with a group there. And yeah, most of them don't know anything. I will say also, when I mention things, when I hear back from them a few weeks later, or they're trying to put information out, they get it wrong. I don't know why, but so repeated exposure and repeated information getting out there across different channels is certainly helpful.
We also have examples where somebody said, no, they'd never heard of it before, and we go check our email list, and they're on the list to get it. And so they either overlooked it at the time, or they just haven't had the opportunity to get engaged with it. I will say that the change in bond funding stream, where we can efficiently execute this process and not hold everything up for our next bond commission meeting, since that part is already done, I think will allow us to keep this in play on a continuing basis. And like Melissa said earlier, if all the funds are not expended, or when projects are done and they didn't fully use all of the funds that they budgeted for, and they come back to us, in the past we've had to return that to the bond commission. In this case, it just goes back into the ship line account. Right. We'd have available resources to help somebody else out, and I think we're going to be able to keep that going, and the communication will follow.
Terrific. Great.
Just as a refresh, how much is that?
How much is what?
Your bond for this?
So the bond commission authorized $5 million. There was an additional $284,000 that had previously returned that we were authorized also. So it's about almost $5.3 million available to disperse. We did set the cap as described. So unless we get that many applications and they want the full amount each, I suspect we're going to have opportunities to do a second round.
Yeah.
I suspect with the start and the stop of the program over the years, I mean, it's been out there a long time in some form or another, but I suspect with the stalling at different times and then the changing of people in the different groups.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't
Right.
realize I was there. Well,
Right.
I sat on a couple of committees 10 years ago.
Right.
We are trying to encourage many projects in many towns with the cap. And I think as people see this part of the process go through and that know that there will be a future opportunity near term to get involved, that they would be able to plan something. And then as I've previously reported, we've recommended to the legislature, we're going to do it at the legislative breakfast we've got coming up later this month, but also we put in the annual report. This really needs to be funded past fiscal year 2026. So the legislature does have to take action in this next session to keep this going in the future. Based on the response this time, we'll determine whether $5 million is good, or if we get overwhelming requests for good projects along the coast, maybe it needs to be increased. And the last thing we said was that $5 million commitment year over year is not an appropriate item to bond for. Perhaps it'd be better for a line item in the state budget, which would mean on July 1st every year, ship would get refunded. And if we knew that, then and we could communicate that to municipalities, then they'd be able to plan better.
That would be it. That would be a nice bell to ring.
I had a couple questions. First of all, just comment first that this looks great, and a lot of great work's been done, and I love that. The online application looks great and easy to get through. I had one question because I just hadn't been able to look through it, but I did notice there was questions about permitting and whether the project's permitted, and how does that affect? Is that a hard prerequisite? I'm just thinking that there may be procedural things that the town is doing or a private entity where they may not be ready or willing to move forward or even put the effort and the money in to permitting steps if they don't know they're going to have the money. And but I don't know that that's really what the application says because I just saw it fly by quickly. So I just want to ask about that.
We think there's certain scopes of work that could be applied for that are pre-permit stage, and the permit question really wouldn't apply. And then there are certain jobs that you would want the permitting in place for. What we don't want to do is commit money to somebody who will think about permitting and getting into dredging, and then it takes a year, 18 months to get the permitting, and that's way far down the line. So we would not prioritize those that did not have permits over those that were ready to go.
Yeah, we and we sort of did a gradual on the point. So if it's, fully permitted and appropriate, and or their application is for permitting, they get the full points. And if it's, within 3 months, they'll likely get the application in, then they're, 2 points.
Okay.
And well, it's going to be, 5 years from now, then, the
Right.
points.
So importantly, though, I think what I'm hearing you say is that it's not a hard threshold that you have to get over in order to even be considered for the grant. Like it doesn't
No.
have to be permitted already fully to
Correct.
be
It just
considered.
helps us
Yeah.
differentiate the
Okay.
projects of where we prioritize, the funds.
Thanks. And then the other question's more procedural for us. And so there's three documents in the package. One is the policies and procedures, and then one is the private rubric, and one's the public rubric. Am I correct in thinking that today what we're approving is the policies and procedures? Because I wonder, you may get other feedback before the deadline to apply or before you publish fully. And I think it'll be unwieldy if we have to approve every change to the rubric. And it sounds like that's not your intention, but I wanted to see if I'm right about that.
Correct. I just asked Jill to share the rubric and the online application with you all, mostly for refining. We're sort of realistically piloting this for the first time, right? It's always been a paper application in the past, as I understand. And so it's our first time doing an online application, the first time using a rubric that I understand that has the point system. So it's really more an FYI to all of you and a resource for me to let's refine this before we get it out there. And again, I do consider it a pilot. So, likely once we open it, there might be, feedback that we will need to refine for future rounds. But it's our first chance to dial this in. So that it's really more of a request from me. Will you please all give me your eyes on it? And then the vote is really just for the policies and procedures.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess it could be considered the world's greatest coincidence. The governor issued an executive order today, asking everybody to streamline their licensing and application processes for state agencies. Melissa's well ahead of the curve on this one.
So.
Great.
Any other feedback? Any more feedback for Melissa and team?
The only thing that I want to emphasize is to consider hosting a Q&A session that the video can be housed on the website. Rhode Island Commerce has done that for years for all of their grants, and it's has saved them a lot of time of responding to a lot of questions. So just something to consider.
Kristen, is that typically done before the RFA is released to be equitable to
Yes.
all?
Yep.
I think in this case, what we'll do is release the RFA and see what the response is. And if there's a number of the same questions, then that might be an appropriate vehicle mid application process to make sure everybody understands what we're looking for.
And I don't think you have any kind of procurement compliance problem as long as you make that you publicize, you provide notice, and it's available to anybody,
Right.
even if it's during the process.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Sector has a podcasting room. You're more than welcome to use
All right. I wanted to try
So,
that with
Melissa,
you.
Melissa, what's your email address?
It's Melissa, MELISSA at ctportauthority.com.
I just have one minor drafting thing. I'll just send it to you personally.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, any further feedback?
But before you vote to pass these procedures, I'll just make you aware of one more item in the legislative action that was taken. If you all recall, the town of Guilford was in process with trying was approved by the Port Authority for a grant to do dredging. The dredging was completed before the bond commission took action, so it never went to the bond commission, or the bond commission was not going to approve work that was already completed. So they did their work somewhere in the neighborhood of $816,000 and $920,000. The last piece of legislation says that we are allowed to approve grants or any municipality who happened to put in for an award that was approved by the Port Authority but not approved by the Bond Commission, that is now allowed. As it turns out, it might only apply to this one town, but that's the way the legislation was written. We had a meeting with Guilford today, and we will review how we handle them on a case-by-case basis. Outside of this policy and procedures that were proven here today, it would be a one-off, and we would have to bring that to the board special to comply with that part of the legislation, but we're not going to try to capture that in this policy.
And that would, if that moved forward, that would make a dent in the $5 million?
It would come out of the $5 million, that's correct.
They are tenuous.
It's a solution without a
problem.
Without a pocketbook.
Just for the record, before we go into having a motion, I believe Haley Moran, Kristen Zanellis, who is a new board member from DOT, and David Corris joined, and already mentioned Mayor Passero. With that said, I'll entertain a motion to approve the Small Harbor Improvement Project Program grant policies and procedures as presented. So moved by Grant. Second by John. Any further discussion?
I just want to say that I've been here.
Oh, sorry, Sally, I didn't. Sorry.
Because so it says Port Authority.
Yep. Got it. We have you on record now. Thank you, Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Before we adjourn, just a couple of dates. So next Friday, January 23rd at 9 a.m., we're having a legislative breakfast at the New London Community Recreation Center. If you'd like to attend as a board member, please let Jill know so she can order an extra cup of coffee for you. And next Tuesday, we have our Finance Committee and HR Committee meetings. And then the following Tuesday, January 27th, is our first board meeting of the calendar year. So with that said, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved by Grant.
Second.
Second by Gaffney. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you all.
Thanks.
Thanks.